Hello, and welcome back to the Pretty Little Podcast. We're your hosts.
My name is Phoebe.
My name is Caroline, and today's a spooky episode. Ooh.
Indeed.
Yeah, and you can tell Phoebe's definitely feeling the spooky vibes. We are playing haunted house noises just before this. I realize I should really be playing those as people gather for the ghost tours.
I think it's okay.
Why?
I don't like them.
Okay, ouch. Okay, I don't yuck your yum. What the fuck? Oh my God. We are going to be talking about Halloween, and we always love to talk about our girls during the season. They always have fun this season. So we're going to talk about like what would they be for Halloween this year. We're going to kind of chat through some of the fucked up stuff that happened in the old Halloween episodes. And we're just going to get into it. So sit back, relax, drink a pumpkin spice latte. If you can.
If you even freaking can.
If you can or if you dare. Phoebe is straight up lounging because I said sit back. Bitch, I wasn't talking to you.
You're lounging.
No, I'm not. I'm sitting pretty well. Pretty posture right now.
No.
I'm calling my posture pretty right now.
Mm.
Okay, whatever. Okay, so Halloween 2025. Let's talk costumes. What are our girls being this year? What are like the hot costumes? I think I'll start Hannah, Tate McRae.
Here are my options for Hannah.
Okay.
Tate McRae, Addison Rae.
Yeah.
Life of a Showgirl.
Oh, yeah. She'd be like which Life of a Showgirl? Final scene? Hotel cart football scene?
Or like Flapper or like the Big Feathers?
The Big Feathers, maybe.
If she could figure it out.
If she could figure it out, and why couldn't she? And what are you suggesting?
But here's what I would like to see.
Okay.
Hannah and Emily, you're going to not understand this or get it or like
Oh, holy shit. I can't wait to hear it.
Hannah and Emily as Liam and Noel Gallagher of Oasis.
Okay, I hate to break it to you.
Guys, the paper plate is leaking something.
What?
Look at it.
Mom's going to be so pissed at you for saying this. Wait, what the fuck is that?
Wait, push on it.
No! You push on it, psycho! No, I think it's like dirt. Is that just like a portal to the outside? Is the paper plate the only thing that's keeping the elements outside? It kind of feels like that right now.
Imagine we find out it is literally just a paper plate.
What is it? I mean, I think that's what it is.
I mean, that's definitely
styrofoam,
metal.
Maybe. Wait, it's metal?
It's got to be.
Touch it.
Not right now.
Okay, but you wanted me to do it?
Well, you're up and at 'em.
Okay, well, now I'm not. So now we're both sitting down. Now I want you to do it.
Anyway, I just think it could be fun if, like, they were Oasis.
That would be funny.
Okay, fine, Toby and Caleb.
Also, go fuck yourself for saying I wouldn't get it.
I didn't mean to say get it.
She knew exactly what I was going to say before I even said it.
I know. And after I said it, I was like, that's coming back to freaking bite me in the butt.
As if I don't know. You're my wonder one.
Yeah.
As if I don't know. Where were you? Well, we were getting high.
Caroline's the number one Oasis fan.
And everyone says that about me, which is why I'm so offended by it. Which is why it's, what did Taylor Swift say? It's hugely offensive or something.
It's, I feel like she was like, it's spectacularly offensive.
No, I would remember that.
She said like a
but it was like some big
word
in front of that for when people said, oh, great, get married and have kids and then you'll stop making music. As though she's only doing it because she has to work somehow. Like, she's got to make a buck somehow before she can get her MRS degree.
Oh, wait, we didn't even think about this.
What?
Hannah's being Glinda with Emily.
Okay, low-key feel like.
Or, sorry, I guess it runs in the family. Aria and Spencer.
Well, no, because last year I made a TikTok about like what the different Halloween costumes would be. And I think I said that all four of these girls are doing some version of Wicked. And like for Spencer and Aria, though, they're both being Elphaba. Just different Elphabas.
That's true. And I feel like the most Glinda Elphaba dynamic we have in the four girls is Spencer Hannah.
I think that's... Okay, RFK as fuck. Do it. Do the rest of the episode like that.
Senator, Senator.
It really is so good. Anthony really thinks that he's got it, and he, like, does not got it.
We kind of did ours back and forth to each other.
So you know.
And I was like, you were just, he does one part of it pretty well. And I can't think of what it is now, but when I hear it, there's like one inflection that he's able to do that is very spot on.
Yeah.
But he's not getting, it sounds like an RFK impression. Yeah. And not to pat myself on the back, but I think I just sound like RFK.
Okay, you sound like an impression. I seem like the real fucking thing. The real fucking deal. No, I think you're right. I can still hear Anthony when Anthony's
yeah,
doing
yeah,
it.
That's
you,
what I
Phoebe
mean.
Disappears. Anyway, I don't know how we got there.
You.
No, but
you made a crazy noise.
Oh, yeah, yeah. No, you're 100% right, though. Hannah and Spencer is totally Alphaba Glinda. And I wish that
or
we got
Spencer
more
Allie
of them. No, no. I just don't think so. I just don't think there's enough love there.
That's true, but maybe early aughts. Because they are, what is this feeling?
They are. I just don't think we got to see Hannah and Spencer be what is this feeling, but I think like
that's true.
They are, but like Allie is more like Matamorable.
I was just gonna say
Allie's
the
like,
freaking wizard.
Oh my damn. Yeah, Allie's Jeff Goldblum for real. She's Chistory the flying monkey. I don't know. But Arya for sure and Spencer are both showing up as Alphaba, but different versions. Mm-hmm. I think Spencer is doing Alphaba like full witch, like she's doing like the witch hat, like the end of mm-hmm. Defying Gravity vibes, right? Or even Act Two, which you guys might not have seen yet, but it's you'll see.
Caroline has,
but I have, of course. Well, I mean, again, it has been out since 2003. but Arya is doing Shiz University, Alphaba, I think, because she doesn't. Sorry, she doesn't have the stature for fully framed Alphaba.
That's true, but I almost think they feel the inverse. I feel like Spencer might feel like she gravitates more towards Shiz.
Yeah.
Because she, the preppy dress and she can do the braid, but Arya, I think, does believe herself to have the.
I agree with you.
Elegant.
I know, I do agree with you. However, I'm going to tack onto this that I think. Costume wise, Arya is leaning more towards that fucking little beanie cap and the glasses.
Oh, so fair.
You know what I mean? So it's like not really about like who she resonates more with. It's like, what does she want to wear that night? And I feel like that's more what she's trying to wear. Whereas Spencer, we know she likes to be regal on Halloween.
That's so true.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
That's the only reason I feel that way.
My next thought is going to be for kind of a crazy character, but it's okay. Going to be Alex Drake and Ren Kingston. Their couple's costume is going to be Mark S. and Heliar.
Oh my God. Oh my God. Well, what is Leslie Stone going to do then? What Leslie Stone? Who is she going to be if she can't be Heliar?
Who the fuck is Leslie Stone?
Are you kidding me? Are you kidding me? God. The redhead with the glasses, the only redheaded character?
In my brain, I was like, surely she doesn't mean Leslie Stone.
Isn't that what I said?
It is, but I was like, I literally have mosquito bites all over my leg. And I wore pants.
What did you do last night?
Laid on the couch, watched football.
Oh, on the deck outside.
Guys. Like, look.
No, it's far too late in the season
for them
to still
be
making
mosquito bites. I should not be getting
mosquito bites. Making this type of ruckus around the place.
It literally.
If I see a lantern fly, around the place.
We can only have lantern flies.
That's a thought. I never thought I'd hear you say that.
No, I just mean, like, if we have to have one or the other at any given time in the year, you can't both be occupying my airspace.
Quite frankly, it's not livable conditions with mosquitoes. I'll just say it.
I'd take the lantern fly.
Although they make a thud and they're heavy. And when they hit you, you might bruise. Although that is the truth. At least you're not sucking my blood.
You literally feel like you've just been hit by a drone.
But literally, it feels that way. And like, I'm not.
And
oh my God,
like,
watch me find out the lantern flies are actually doing what we thought birds were doing all this time. Spying for the government.
Oh my God.
And we're just killing all their little like million dollar tiny microscopic cameras.
Did you see Taylor's aligned with us?
On what?
As far as space goes?
I did. And I was so happy. I'm sorry, guys. It is fun. And honestly, okay.
Was it Katie Shade?
No, I don't think it was. I think it was more like, I'll get there in 1 second. I think that, sorry for those of you who didn't want to hear us talk about Taylor today, but like, it's going to just be probably.
Are you new here?
Throughout. Yeah. I really am loving having her on all these award shows and getting to hear her talk again. And, like, honestly, it is not as bad as I thought it was going to be.
No.
Do you feel that way, too?
Well,
her talking
to
the
like
Super Bowl, I thought was amazing.
She has such good relationships with all these
yes.
people that it just feels like she's having
yes.
normal conversations.
Yes. And she is, I'm sorry, she is a likable person who shouldn't be likable. So it makes you like her even more when she is. You know what I mean? Like, I don't know. So her talking to the Super Bowl and she's like, well, I'm in love with the guy who's like playing that sport. And so like, I'm busy during football season and I just can't be like making a farce of it like that. Mm-hmm. And she's, and so to me, that was like, okay, as soon as he retires, if he wins Super Bowl this year and retires,
which is what I was thinking,
then she'll do it next year. That's sort of what that looks like to me. And then and the I other also thing
love what she said about Jay-Z. Jay-Z and I have a great relationship.
Yeah. And like, it's
because
not,
I, there was that rumor that it was like, they weren't paying her well, enough exactly, or whatever. Like,
well, no, she's like, we're just talking as friends. Like we're not in a board. We're not having a business meeting. We're just like putting it out there because we have like a fine relationship, whatever. I love that. I love what she said about, just like about the ring and how she's like, every time I look at it, I realize I get to hang out with him forever. Like, it's just sweet things like that. I like what?
What? Sorry, I just figured out who Leslie Stone's going to be.
Okay. Syndrome from The Incredibles?
No.
Okay, who?
But yes. Actually, I take it back.
Okay, yeah.
Actually, that. Or Mrs. Incredible.
Oh, my God. I just remembered we're getting Incredibles 3.
Yes.
Yes. My friend in college, we used to watch movies all the time. He had this entire closet. It was like the Harry Potter cupboard under the stairs, but it was wall-to-wall DVDs.
Crazy.
And he'd be like, okay, go in there, Caroline, like pick the DVD for the night. And he always wanted to do horror. And I was like, no. And then he'd be like, and don't bring Incredibles out here. Because I would always bring it. Because I was like, I'm sorry, there's never a bad time to watch it.
I saw the funniest video of this group of friends. And they're like, their best friend, I guess, has been wanting to watch Shrek with them really badly.
Which makes
like, she loves
total
Shrek.
Sense to me.
And so they were like, oh my gosh, when she comes home, we're going to fast forward to the end of Shrek. So she walks in.
Shit.
And literally, like, you don't expect the reaction. She walks in and she,
I
like,
bet I could expect
she
it.
Realizes what's on TV and she goes, guys.
Oh my God.
Are you guys watching Shrek without me?
That's actually so much nicer than I would have been. Or you would have been.
Oh my God, Caroline would have knocked the TV over.
I would have come in there, hulked
Caroline
out, lifted up the couch, thrown it across the room. You're on
the way that this was structured, like the front door's right here and then the TV stand and the TV freestanding on. Caroline walks in, puts her hand behind the TV, knocks it over.
It's now cracked into a million pieces. It was glass. It's like one of the last glass TVs that's like alive out here. No, I would make such a big deal out of it that it would be then be like not a good prank because it would be, I would be
and
the
actually,
embarrassing
guys,
that I got.
That's kind of a word to the wise for anyone trying to prank Caroline. It's like there really aren't any good pranks for Caroline.
She I don't is pretty love much the always, element of surprise.
She is pretty much always going to take it too far and too seriously.
Wait, what does that mean? You mean if I'm the prankster or I'm being pranked or both?
Well, maybe both, but more so if you're being the pranked.
I like to think of like, well, people don't really try to prank me much, which is good.
It's a lesson
for the best. If I did get really good pranked, I think I would.
If I did get really good pranked,
I would
pranked,
come around to it. You
that's
might not.
Giving no bad things can happen, only good happen.
If you pranked me really, really good. And I freaked out, got so angry. I was like, like whatever, did the whole thing. And then like came back an hour later and was like, okay, it was a good prank. You might still be mad at me though, which is why it's not worth it. You know what I mean? Like if you could bounce back when I did, okay. But that's historically
right,
not true.
Right, but you don't come in where I was.
Well, no, because I was caught off guard, okay? And I was meant to be a fool. And
right.
I don't love being a fool, famously. Everybody knows that about me. But I did today see a video that was like the signs coming back from vacation. And I need to send it to you. But the Taurus and Aries was like, it was so good. So Taurus walks in. Just like walks in.
This is her and Kelly, by the way.
Yeah, sorry.
I'm not a Taurus. Yeah, Caroline is.
Well, the Sagittarius, I'm gonna tell you, but the Taurus was like so on the nose. I was like, did he actually talk to Kelly before making this?
That is so indicative of how you and Kelly kind of walk through the world. It's like you're actively having a recorded conversation with one person, and you go, "So let me tell you about the two zodiac signs. It's me and someone else."
Well, Kelly, it's just, sorry we walk through the earth as a pair. Like, I don't know what to say to you. And I think anyone who came to the ghost store on Saturday could see that. When Kelly goes, and what can I get everybody? And goes in the bar and brings out waters for everyone.
She's so funny.
I love that you guys got to meet Kelly. And, like, I don't even know if you really got to meet her because I don't know how much I introduced you guys. But you got the vibe. Right?
I took a video of you standing in the street and Anthony having to stand like 10 feet away from you in the street. Uh-huh. And I sent it to Mom and I said, if this isn't a metaphor for their relationship.
Wait, that's so mean.
No, it's not. He's your megaphone.
Oh, with the speaker. You needed to include that.
Oh, sorry.
I thought you meant like I was making him stand
I forgot everybody wasn't there. He was wearing the Bluetooth speaker that amplified her voice.
Oh, wait, that's cute.
Around his neck. And I was like,
that's cute that you said
this
that.
This is pretty much just them.
It so is. And I love that about us. Can you believe we're coming up on our third wedding anniversary?
Yeah, Mom and I Googled what that
leather.
Is today. Ew.
It's leather. No, okay, bitch. Freak. I'm saying designer bag. I'm not saying anything weird. You're the freak, obviously. Anywho.
You made a weird eye look.
What was I just saying about? Oh, the video. Okay, so Taurus, she like walks in, like casts the suitcase to the side, lays down on the couch, towel in her hair, robe, and she's like, Alexa, turn the living room lights off.
Not you, bitch.
Okay. I think that's worse than Clanker. Just saying. and then she's like,
fast forward to 2085. I'm going to be like at the dinner table with my grandparents.
You're in jail for a hate crime against a robot.
No, that's what I'm saying. I'm going to be at like the dinner table with my grandkids, and they're going to be talking to their little smart
thing. You cannot say that.
And I'm going to say, turn the damn Clanker off. And they're going to say, Grandma, you can't
you
say that.
You cannot say that. Oh, my God. Lower your voice. And you're going to say, she's going to hear you. Your woke agenda. Oh, my God. Anyway, they're going to call it something different then. It'll be called sleep. Your sleep agenda. Anyway. So then Taurus is like, oh, that was such an amazing bath. And like, no, I already ordered food. It's on the way. Right after the Taurus shot, you just see a door slam shut and it says Aries. And then at the very end of the video, Aries comes back and goes, okay, hey guys, I know I like just freaked out and got really like yelled at all of you and told you to leave me alone and slam my door, but I'm over it now, so happy hour. And I was like, other than the happy hour, that pretty much is it. Like Sagittarius comes in and is like, okay, so let's talk about who's not going on the next trip.
Is Clyde a Sagittarius?
Nope, Clyde is an Aries.
That tracks though. Yeah.
But so funny. Like I was like, okay, the Taurus and Aries being completely right. The slamming the door shut being right after Taurus. It was hilarious. Okay, and I just cannot get comfortable. Oh my God.
No, you can't.
back to the girls. So okay. Yeah.
Leslie Stone is Chapel from the Subway music video.
Oh my God, is she getting the wig? Okay, but I think low key, Spencer's doing that. Too.
Well, fair, because she already has that wig.
She has the wig. All she has to do is take her Mary Queen of Scots wig down.
And she gets to wear a blazer.
Exactly. And I think it's like just she'll get to like kind of put some white powder on her face. Like it's just Moody Girl enough. But Aria, I don't think is like, I don't think Aria is going there. What else is Aria being? Aria is being Lily Rose Depp's Nosferatu.
Yes.
And she's doing a scary version.
Spencer could also do that.
Spencer could, because she's Spencer got the Victorian kind of shit going for her. But I do think that's going to be very Aria. Okay, let's keep talking about it. This is fun.
Hannah and Caleb are either doing, from this last season of White Lotus, they could either do Parker Posey and Voldemort.
Oh.
Or Amy Lee Wood and Walton Goggins.
Oh, my God. They would be such a good Amy Lee Wood and Walton Goggins. That would be so good. It's actually perfect for them. I feel like their vibe, at least in the show. Hang on, I'm looking up some, like, fun.
Well, I think
Aria is doing a Lady Gaga abracadabra thing. And she's going, like, full.
Aria's being Charlie XCX and having Ezra be the dare.
Ooh, why not George?
Well, because the dare is more of a costume.
Yeah, I guess.
She can have Ezra, like, shave his head.
I don't think she needs Ezra to be in a costume, even. I think she's like, it's fine. No, she's not going to have him shave his head. I'll wear a bald cap, of course.
Well, right.
He'd be, of course. I think that
I had to tell. Wait, never mind.
Aria is suggesting to Hannah.
I was about to out my costume.
Oh, Aria is suggesting to Hannah that okay, I'll be Charlie, you be Taylor. She's totally doing that. But Emily and Allie, Charlie and Taylor. You don't think? Why?
Maybe.
I can't believe that wasn't an immediate sell. What do you mean?
I don't know if I buy it.
Why?
Well, who's who?
Well, Emily's Charlie. And Allie is Taylor.
I don't like that.
Why?
I don't like that for them.
Why?
Because they're a married couple.
Well, not yet. Not as of
Spencer,
today.
Spencer is being anxiety from Inside Out, too.
No, Spencer's being ennui. Spencer is being ennui. I'm sorry.
Aria is being anxiety.
She's, like, kind of pissed about it. She's, like, not really pumped to,
she's
to
like,
do
it. She's, just, like, isn't really who I am.
No, she's, like, I don't really
I don't really get anxious.
No, I don't. I just don't like, get anxious.
She is, after seeing Inside Out 2, she looks at her friends and she's like, kind of like a little much, right?
It's just like, I don't have that much going on up here. And everyone's like, no, we know.
I've never felt that way.
We totally know that. Okay. Still going through the here.
Hannah could be Sabrina too.
Oh, for sure. I feel like
Oh my gosh. Wait, I kind of love this idea. Even though these two people aren't necessarily related in real life, I kind of love the idea of Caleb going as Carmy from The Bear and Hannah going as Sabrina Carpenter.
That would be cool.
There's something about Sabrina that I know, like, if in another life, if she's a hostess at a Houlihan's and she has a thing with the line cook.
Mm-hmm.
I just know that to be true.
No, that, I mean, that's so Hannah. That is so Hannah.
And it's so Sabrina.
Yes, it is. And I will say it now, I am rooting for Sabrina and Joe Keery.
Me too.
I think that's,
no, sorry.
That works for me. Sheesh.
Putting the hands up for, like,
okay, also,
ready
I saw
go?
A video of Joe Jonas today on stage that I was like, and yep, you're coming on with me. Like, I was like, not me switching teams this far in the game.
Well, I feel like we had this conversation a couple years ago, too, where you had a second.
It is like, here's the thing. Nick really gives, like, eldest child vibes, like, in a massive way, and he's not, which then makes it kind of icky.
I feel like he really gives middle child vibes.
Nick is, like, the show. Nick is, like, cracking the whip, I think. Did you not watch the TikTok I sent?
No,
Joe
I did.
Was,
that's
like,
giving
who are you
me,
most scared of?
Me,
who yells at you the most or whatever? And it's
to
like
me,
Nick.
That is just, he gives middle child to me.
Oh, God.
Don't do it again. Spencer's being Dobby. Dobby, why not? Dobby the elf. You word me. I think she'd kill it as Dobby.
She would certainly commit, that's for sure. I think that some, who's going to be Aunt Gladys from Weapons? Because someone has to be.
Also Spencer.
It's so Spencer to show up as Aunt Gladys.
Yes, because honestly, it's just her costume from the first Halloween episode.
Yeah, just the wig is styled a little different and she's got big blue glasses. But like,
if Spencer's going for normal.
Charlie, Elphaba, and Elphaba is considered normal.
Wait, but no, I think she could be Lois Lane from the new Superman.
Oh, yeah.
And Toby
could be
Superman.
Clark Kent, yeah.
Or Clark
sure.
Kent, yeah.
Wait, are they not the same person?
Well, they are, but I just mean, I was picturing him in the Superman costume. And by the way, guys, like, I know David Corn Sweat is married, and I do think he could have chemistry with a wall. But him and, I always want to say Evan Rachel Wood, and that's not who it is. Rachel Brosnahan, mm-hmm. I think. Their chemistry.
Off the freaking charts?
Oh, my God.
I need to watch the movie. Anthony talks about
so
it
good.
Six times a day.
And you know I don't love superhero movies.
Yeah. Okay.
And I almost watched it last night. But instead, I rewatched the Abercrombie documentary because I do just love
Weird
that documentary.
Pick. How many times have you seen it?
That's my second time.
I'm sort of like a one and done when it comes to documentaries unless I'm forcing somebody else to watch it.
But sometimes there's just one that's edited so well that I'm like, I'll rewatch that one.
Yeah. No, I feel that. Okay. Well, here's the thing. I think they're all going to a party that is themed K-pop Demon Hunters, and they have to dress up like this.
And who's going to be the boys and who's going to be the girls?
I mean, I just think we got the girls and the boys. They'll just do it.
I could see Spencer doing the Bo and Yang costume.
I totally could, too. But I also think all the girls are being Labubus. That's their group costume.
And
they're
and
all
you know
being a different
best?
Labubu. Who?
Arya.
Aria, because she's like, no, everybody already calls me a Labubu. Literally because of my size. Everyone's always like, are you bringing the Labubu? I hear them talking about me like that. Because like I'm not like a keychain that hangs on your purse, okay? I'm my own person. And I do stand tall at 5'1", okay? Like she is making it about her in some way. Like you guys are only suggesting this because I fit in your pocket.
That's the only thing she knows how to do.
100%.
Make things about herself.
Sometimes
I look at my ring camera and I'm pissed that I'm missing a rainy day in Nashville. I know it's rainy here, but there's something about missing that.
Oh, who could do the substance?
Mona?
Well, which one? I want them both. I want Spencer to be Demi in the yellow rain jacket.
I also want Spencer to be Demi. I want her to be Monstra Elisu.
Yeah. Well, yeah. Well, we can actually get everybody involved because we can do early Elizabeth Sparkle. We can do Demi in the yellow rain jacket. We can do Margaret Qualley, Sue.
Mm-hmm.
And we can do...
We can tell the whole story.
The monster. Yeah. Are you being rude? I think this would be great.
I'm being serious.
Nasty.
Another option for Hannah is Haley Marie Matthews, also known as
Oh, that would be so good, but no one knows who she is. Perfect. She's so bothered like, by
Hannah
it.
Didn't come in a costume.
Yeah, literally.
Hannah holds up her finger with a palm with on a palm it, and she's like, think again.
Filming you. Oh, my God. She would be, you know, she absolutely loved overcompensating. And she's been begging Aria and Spencer to watch it, and they won't.
And she's just...
They're like, we don't have time to watch it. We've got so much reading to do for school.
Why didn't we ever give Hannah a gay best friend?
I wonder if it's all the time, and I think that's what Lucas was, like, low-key supposed to be. Hey, sorry, it doesn't work if you make him fall in love with her, and it ruins the whole thing.
Hannah could also be a Dallas Cowgirl, and so could Emily.
Yeah. That was, I think, on my thing for them for last year that I thought they would probably do.
Who could we make the challengers? Melissa, Spencer, Ren.
Okay, we're inverting it.
But Ren is Zendaya.
Ren is Zendaya. We could also do...
Paige,
Emily, I can't do that. I can't do that. No. Paige isn't invited to my Halloween party at all. She's not. Noel, Ezra, Aria.
Oh, hot.
That's it. Hot. Okay, sold. Totally sold. Hey. What was that? Phoebe. I just think it was weird noise for podcasting.
Hey, I didn't make it.
Yeah, right. Nobody believes that. Liar. You're crazy. Okay, I want to look at some of the Halloween episodes. Hold on. I didn't realize you only get three, which is like really... I just feel like there should be one every season, don't you?
It feels... like such a staple of the show. I know. It's weird that there are only three.
So the very first one, obviously, we already looked at when we talked about our favorite episodes, the first secret, which is, I think, the best one.
Which just kind of set the bar.
I know that a lot of people like love the Ghost Train one.
What happens in the Ghost Train one, the plot of that one is better.
Is crazy. But also, it feels like that's the one that really feels like it happens. And then there's like a massive break, right? And it's, we just don't revisit like Melissa, like almost killing Aria and Aria being like locked in the fucking coffin with Garrett's dead body. Mm-hmm. And like, isn't there a weird Toby thing too? Like, there's weird shit.
Allie's body is in the ice
yes.
box. Well, that I think is why I maybe like that even more than the original one, because it actually matters.
Okay.
Like the other one, it's like, that's not actually contributing to the current plot at all.
Yeah, true. Wait, for Ghost Train?
No, the first one.
Oh, for the first secret.
Yeah, but the first Halloween episode.
That's what it's called.
I know. That's what I meant by the first one, though.
And it's also like, I just love anywhere we get a prequel where it's like the flashback, a whole episode that's sort of just a flashback to before Allie went missing. You know what I mean? What? Were you going to disagree with me?
Well, no, I was just saying that's part of what I didn't like about it. Was like, it didn't actually matter.
Oh. But I feel like it's so... Okay, so I totally misunderstood everything you just said. So you don't prefer the first one?
Yeah, because it doesn't actually move the plot
but
forward.
But low-key, I feel the same way about Ghost Train.
But all the
stuff... It's called This Is a Dark Ride. I don't know why I keep calling it Ghost Train.
All the stuff that happens in that episode does... So obviously, there are loose ends in all of it, but it does ultimately move the plot forward.
I guess, but it's... Is that the one where the twins come in? No, that's the first one.
Yes, but I do think for some reason that might be the episode where the weird ghost is in the Marin's house. Because we keep going back and forth between Ashley and Ted and the Ghost Train.
So fucking weird, dude. But the Ghost Train one, like, bringing Adam... I was going to say Levine again. Adam Lambert in there is so crazy. And the moment where Aria, like, doesn't say her name and she's, like, kind of rude... I can't. She doesn't even try to make him hear it. She's just mouthing
like,
it.
I'm literally like, okay, you don't think he can hear you, but like he's actively talking to you and you can hear his question.
Yeah. And also like,
and
Aria,
she's like, I'm just going to show you my handwriting.
She's literally acting. Yeah,
you just want a handwriting sample.
She's acting. She's like, oh, are you the handwriting analyst? She like doesn't know who he is. She's like, hi, I'm taken. Sorry, I have a boyfriend. So sorry, I'm Daisy, obviously. Just waiting for my Gatsby. That's totally the vibe here.
Do you remember when Aria walks in and says to Hannah that she's Daisy? And I think Hannah says, oh, I loved the movie. And Aria like makes a face.
In that episode?
Or maybe that's something we made up.
No, I... Well...
But I do think that happened.
It's always possible that we just made it up. Our world building gets so...
And that's something I can't wait to talk to Sarah about.
I know. You guys, we're going to be like, okay, so... We're going to tell a story, and I want to hear just, like, your initial reactions, and then how would you use this? And how did you think of it? And just see if she thinks it's hers. You know what I mean? She probably will. She'll be like, wow, I came up with that. I am good. Okay, and then the third Halloween episode is Grave New World, where they go to Ravenswood. And that's probably my least favorite.
It's my least favorite, but I think another thing that I like about it is the Ezra.
Well, it is when we get Allie, right?
It's when Allie comes back. The reason it didn't make it back on my list was because of the whole Ravenswood plot.
Yeah, I hate when we go to fucking Ravenswood.
And the, like, going, not even being in Ravenswood. It was more so the introduction of Miranda.
Yeah.
And setting up that show.
It was like there was so much in that episode. We didn't need this like side quest with Caleb and Miranda.
I actually liked when they would go to Ravenswood. Mm-hmm. I thought it was a nice touch to the show. Mm-hmm. Didn't need to be a show. But I also, it's when we figure out that Ezra is, that was the Ezra's A
episode. Oh my God, when he drives them home, right? And he's in the gas mask. Oh my God.
And we see, or maybe this happens in the episode before. That might be the Ezra reveal. Because then that whole Halloween episode, we know that Ezra's sus.
Yeah.
But the girls find A's. Allie in the red coat leads the girls to the lair.
Mm-hmm.
What they think is the lair. It's really just his writer's retreat.
Right, of course.
And they walk in there and they're like, oh my God. Yeah. Like, we found A's lair. And they move something and then they leave. And we watch Ezra come in.
Yeah.
And that's when he hits the cabinet.
And I do feel like, no, that's after, right?
I think that's before the Halloween episode, because then we see, or maybe it is
it's after. Because the only reason we're suspicious of Ezra is, like, I think we've seen him in the lair. Like, we just had the episode where they were at the cabin and he was in the lair and we saw him down there. But, like, the girls haven't seen that yet. So we know in this whole episode, but there's no way they're having him drive him home if at this point they know.
No, they don't know, because they didn't see him hit the cabinet. But because this also isn't his original lair, this isn't the later lair when the chickpea scene happens. Mm. This is in Ravenswood, like,
oh,
above.
Oh, yeah, I forgot.
Above a store or something.
What was that whole fucking, like, phone thing in Ravenswood? Like, that's my thing with Ravenswood. Sorry to cut you off and just go on a totally different thing.
No worries.
Continue with what you were saying.
I mean, I've...
What? I feel like you explained it, but if there was more...
I don't think so.
Okay. I'm just, like, thinking back on, like, how we got to Ravenswood and everything got supernatural, and I just fucking hate when we do that. Like, if it's going to be a supernatural show, I need to know that from the get-go. Mm-hmm. Don't bring that... What are you doing with your foot? Well, Phoebe just keeps raising and lowering
your
little toes.
I know, but I want to be comfortable, and then I remember that you don't like the look of feet, so I'm, like... I'm actually being respectful. Sorry I'm pissing you off.
You're just drawing, like, a lot of attention to your feet. Because you're, like, dancing over here, which, by the way... Did you learn the dance from The Fate of Ophelia?
Yeah.
Show it.
Won't be filming it.
We will be filming it together.
I don't know.
I've worked on mine a bit.
I just kind of know it.
Keep it 100 on the land, the sea, the sky. Now you sing the next part. Do it.
I'm good right now.
Why? What is with you not yes anding? For real, you're not going to. Even though I'm literally begging you.
I've saved right now. I don't want to.
Okay. And you see how it just takes the air out of the scene, everybody? Just so you know, when your scene partner does that to you and just leaves you out on a cliff and says, no, I'm not doing that, it actually ends the scene and makes it really hard to pick the energy back up. So that's why yes and is a crucial rule in improv. And when you listen to great podcasts like Las Culturistas, you'll see they never do that to each other. I'm glad you're laughing, but I'm waiting for you to pick the conversation back up.
So out of the three, the first is your favorite.
Yeah, I do think so, because I don't like leaving home. I don't like leaving from Rosewood. I'm like, I don't need to be on a train. I don't need to be in Ravenswood. I'm good in Rosewood. There's plenty of scary stories to tell in Rosewood, PA.
There's something so nostalgic about that episode. Like, even when just when the girls are walking through the neighborhood,
yes,
and then Noel, like, pulls up.
I know.
And Arya, like, decides she's bashful for once in her life.
Yes, she's got the pink hair. Like, they've all...
Also, we all know Noel was not looking anywhere near that Arya.
No, but... I am just like, I wonder. I can't wait to talk to Sarah about Noel and be like,
were you pissed that they didn't, like,
yeah, like, he could have maintained direction? His integrity. And, like, I, because he is also just such a cute actor. Mm-hmm. Like, then they would have looked so good together.
Oh, for sure.
And I feel like they totally used that bottle episode, the testing one, to test, like, what the audience would think about Noel. But
sorry, the audience just
didn't hold a candle to Ezria.
And it all just does come down to.
Yeah.
Ian Harding and Lucy Hale.
Someone at the ghost tour was like, oh, what's your podcast about? And I was like, have you ever watched Pretty Little Liars? And she goes, no. I was like, I'm like too old for it. I said, okay, well, I'm not. You're never too old for it. I'm watching it at
You'll
30.
You'll enjoy it, I promise.
I was like, okay, well, that's okay. You obviously don't know who you're talking to.
Also, okay, you think I'm 17?
Literally, I was like, oh, well, someone did ask me maybe who was older, and I'll be riding that high for a while. It was awesome. Did you go home and like cry yourself to sleep over it or?
No.
Okay, good. So you also think I look young.
Yeah.
You're not. Okay, nicest thing Phoebe said to me in like years right now. And we all heard it and it was live on air. I love that. Okay, who's hosting the Halloween party? Low key, you know who's hosting an amazing party is Mona Vanderwaal.
Oh, for sure.
Like she's going so all out and she's like, when you get there, you have to choose trick or treat, okay? And if you go trick, your night sucks. Like you
there's a haunted house like McCamey Manor in the backyard.
Yeah, it's like she really went hard on that, and it's also psychological warfare. So it's not
her
just
designing
like,
the dollhouse.
Well, of course, and she's like, I wouldn't have botched it like you did, Charles. CC, sorry, I didn't mean to do that. So here's what I would have done, and then also like treat is like. If you just know better, like, hey, by the way, I'm at Mona's house. I'm never going to fucking choose trick. If I have an option, I'm going to go treat and I'm going to have a really good night. It's going to be a really chic, awesome party. There's going to be like little skull shaped things with caviar spilling out of it and like creme fraiche. It's going to be just like a gorgeous event, I think. Unless of course, you choose trick.
Right, well, yes. I think Spencer at her parents' lake house. Also, like, think about Pennsylvania fall, how it's supposed to be,
yeah,
by a lake.
Not the one we're experiencing now.
Like, they all go up there, and like that would be a fun rager.
It would be so fun. I also think a barn party would be super fun
for sure, but it would have to be smaller. I feel
well, yeah, but smaller. That's okay, crew. They don't have that many friends.
I guess that's true.
It's literally just the five of them, pretty much. Who's going? Okay, it's all the couples. So what is that? 8 people? Okay. And then Mona, because if they don't invite Mona, I'm going to burn the barn to the ground. Okay.
Perfect.
Jenna, forget it. You wish. You absolutely fucking wish. Never going to happen. Samara's getting the invite just to be nice. And then Allie's like, no, yeah, invite her. And then like when she gets there or if she's going to come, Allie's going to be so fucking
mean to her.
And it's just like for sport.
And
so
Samara's
it's like entertaining
too,
for
it's
Allie.
It's not going to be like when Allie was mean to Paige where
no.
It's like unequal footing. Samara's going to be so chill and cool that it's like, that's going to make Allie actually, like, seethe even more.
Yes.
Of, like, Allie can't get to Samara.
Yes.
And Samara still has better game than Allie with Emily.
And Emily's going to be totally oblivious to it. Like, she's going to be like, oh, just inviting an old friend. Like, nothing really happened between us, so nothing to feel weird about. Is Sabrina from The Brew coming?
She might be supplying some snacks for Spence.
Oh, Spencer has kept in touch with Sabrina. Okay.
She doesn't have to keep it a secret from Emily, but does have to keep it a secret from Allie.
Yes. Yes. She fully fell off the face of the earth for everybody except for Spencer. And Spencer's like, oh no, we stay in touch. She's on my phone favorites list. She's on my close friend story. Yeah, she's pinned. Exactly. Mike Montgomery.
Yeah.
Are he and Mona rekindling?
And I feel like everybody kind of, in addition to their couple, everybody kind of gets a plus one.
Yeah, definitely.
Kind of fill the space.
Are Mona and Mike going as a couple?
I don't think so.
I want to ask Sarah, like, in this world version, in the movie version, where Mike and Hannah are not together. Sorry, the TV version. Do you think Mona and Mike...
Do you think that was a good pair?
Reconcile, ever? Or do we know?
I would love it.
I would love it. Because I just feel like Mike truly loved her. And, like, it's... No offense to Mona. She's not, like, the easiest woman in the world to love.
And he was, not that this is like a good thing about Mike, but he was willing to look over everything that Mona did to his literal sister.
Yes.
To love her.
And throw down for her.
And
he
kept her blood in his room.
Yeah. Like, I mean, I think that he pretty much passed all the tests with flying fucking colors. And I think if there was any partner that was a good fit for Mona Vanderwaal, I do think it's Mike Montgomery. I would love to see that. God, I was about to say CeCe Drake. Forgetting for a moment everything about her.
Right. And another life.
And another life. But like
Melissa
who else?
Is invited.
Lucas, Melissa.
And they showed up together and everybody's
I guess not
like,
Ren. I don't know what the deal with Ren is, but I'm assuming it's not good. And we have one more episode for me to find out.
Yeah.
He's probably not getting the invite.
I don't think
probably
so.
Probably not. Okay. How about
Alex Drake?
I don't know. I don't know.
No, Alex is not getting the invite, but Alex from season one might.
Alex from season one.
He's on my invite
because
list.
Spencer also is still, Spencer's trying to have her challengers night at the party. She dresses as a costume and had Toby dress up too and didn't tell him that there was like another couple, another guy in the movie. And she invites him and that is when the challengers
starts. Yes, and he's Josh O'Connor.
Yeah, and Toby has no idea.
Mm-hmm.
Toby like just thinks they're going as a couple because he hasn't seen the movie.
Yes.
Yes, that's the vibe. There, we got it. Okay, what are we serving? What's the vibe? Have we settled on this as a barn party now?
I think so.
Okay, it's a barn party.
Keg.
Keg. Full kegger. Doesn't matter. But there's also like an insane amount of red wine. And if you even ask for white, you're getting kicked out.
But there's also is like no if you wine. Even ask Spencer for wine, like yeah. She's like, she's holding a bottle.
Yeah,
she's doing Edward 40 hands.
I was gonna say, she has
bottles
a bottle of red wine duct taped to her
and
hand.
And she's like, oh, this is like my parents.
Yeah,
so.
you can't
but there's,
have it.
There's, beer outside.
There
are kegs of Icy Light.
I don't
out there.
Know if it's warm, but go try. Yeah, there's Icy Light. She's also doing like I actually though Spencer's got money. She's doing this as an adult.
I know, but I'm just kind of joking. Like okay. Spencer, the wine is for Spencer.
The wine is for Spencer, but if she's supplying it for others, there's only red wine and there's tons of it.
Yes, Hannah's a surfside girl.
Yes, I think Spencer has hired a bartender, a mixologist.
Wow.
I think
who's
Spencer,
actually walking around doing like those
yes.
drinks where they'll like put smoke.
There's dry ice in all the drinks and like there's it's actually a catered event even though there are only like 15
the
people
there. The espresso martini that they can like mm-hmm. do a picture on.
There's like a skull or it says like SH
mm-hmm.
something. There's something Spencer related and she's going to do this every year by the way. But yeah, they're out there serving like caviar bumps with all the cocktails. It's like very high class. So this is the one where, in terms of the costumes that we're wearing, I don't think it's the Labubu night. I don't think it's the K-pop Demon Hunters night. It might be the Wicked night, but I feel like it's actually the Nosferatu night for Aria. So at this Halloween party, if we know that Aria is being Nosferatu, what are the other girls being? Let's just go ahead and tie this down.
It is being...
Oh, wait. Okay. Spencer, Amanda Knox. She's being Foxy Noxy.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God. Okay. Grace Van Patten is making me want to watch Tell Me Lies because she's so good and the Amanda Knox story.
Aria's coming as Finchie.
Oh, my, but except for we have to remember that, like, maybe she is. And I think, yes. But then, like, the one major flaw in that theory for me is that Aria's just not interested in not looking hot.
Okay, fine, it's Mona.
Do you know what I mean?
Mona's going as Finchie,
and Mona is A-okay as long as she is committed and she is, like, lifelike. And people are like, is that
she's holding
we know Emmy. Elizabeth Finch isn't in jail, so is she actually here? Okay, wait, no. The party is actually themed. You have to dress as a famous convict.
Okay.
Spencer's Jen Shaw.
We're
like, Spencer, you watch Salt Lake? She's like, obviously.
No, Hannah's Jen. No, because she's
Hannah can't
Foxy
be Jen Shaw.
Noxy.
She's Elizabeth Holmes.
You're right. Which means Emily.
Emily
is going as Jen Shaw.
Okay. And
because then it's Jen Shaw, Elizabeth Holmes.
And then
famous duo.
I guess Allie could go as Anna Delvey.
Yes, that
which
makes
would, like,
sense.
Fit in there. And then we could get Elizabeth Finchie.
Or if we needed a couple's
Mona.
Costume, we could make it Elizabeth and Jen.
Yeah.
And then Hannah could be Anna Delvey.
Yeah, Hannah would be maybe that's better,
Spencer's
actually.
Spencer's Foxy Noxy.
I like that better. Hang on. Let's just put that in writing now. Okay, so Spencer is still Foxy Noxy, obviously. And Toby is Rafaela. Mm-hmm. Or he and Caleb can be the Menendez brothers. They get to choose.
Right.
Ezra was left out of that because he's like Jeffrey Dahmer or something like that. Sorry,
he's,
I'm just getting
no,
darker
more
and darker.
Of like a, Ted Bundy.
You're right. No. Oh, you're 100% right. He is Ted Bundy. And Aria's like, but no unibrow. Okay. Because again, we're looking hot. I'm going to be the hot.
I don't care
people.
That you are being a.
Aria's actually
serial
like a girl
killer.
With a brown ponytail.
I don't care that you're a serial killer.
I don't
She's
care.
She's Lily Collins from the,
yes,
from the show with Zac Efron.
Oh my God. Literally. Yes. Okay. So Emily, Jen Shaw, Allie, Elizabeth Holmes, Hannah, Anna Delvey, Spencer, Foxy Noxy, Aria. I want to make her a convict, but like who?
Abigail from The Crucible.
Abigail from The Crucible and done. And that is just, and she goes, sorry, Z, you don't have the bill for John Proctor. You can't be
so
him.
So we're just going to go with Ted?
You can't be him. You're just going to go with Ted. And by the end of the night, my hair will be up in a ponytail. And then you can ask me to come help you with your car. Okay. And that's what we'll do.
That was a jaw-dropping thing.
Sorry. And then Mona is Vinci.
Of course.
And Mona Mona's okay with it. I hope that Mona next episode.
They're all getting canceled for this party.
Yeah, by the way, this party isn't like we didn't say anything that they should be doing this. No, we didn't say that we like are signing off on this. Like, I can't believe they thought of this. I can't believe they literally thought
it's
of this
so
and did this.
Up.
It's like, hey guys, you're worse than I thought. You guys are so much worse than I thought.
Hey Aria, really?
Aria,
it's not really woke. Oh, it's kind of sleep.
Oh my, Aria. Okay,
you were so asleep.
I wasn't gonna say you were acting asleep.
You are not woke. You're asleep.
Oh my god. Oh my god. Hey Hannah. I never thought I'd say it. You're officially the most woke. Hannah's like, what is woke? Hannah's never heard of it. Actually,
Hannah's never needed to because she's a heart of gold.
You're right. No, that's so true. I was just gonna say Ezra's being Gavin Newsom, but he's not. He doesn't know anything about politics.
Okay, now they're all being politicians.
Oh, okay, so who are they being if they're all politicians? Oh, Spencer's AOC, obviously. Spencer's AOC, Aria's Vivi Hastings.
Wait, low-key, Spencer's going as Hillary Rodham Clinton from the 90s.
Wig. Except for, you know, Hannah's doing it because she's like, well, I had a Madonna costume and this was the closest thing I could just, I didn't want to get a whole new one. So restyled the wig.
Ezra's going as, they don't know anything.
He's going as Fitz from Scandal.
Yeah. Oh my God. Because
they think he's based on a real president. They don't know anything about politics.
Toby, JFK.
Yeah, I'm sorry, Aria and Ezra don't vote.
No, which is why I was just going to say, and guys, don't come for me, but this is literally just what Aria said.
They don't vote.
They're going as Reagan and Nancy.
I mean, and again, it's what they said. They
not
texted
us,
it to
but
us.
I'm just saying, like,
I'm not going to post it because I just want to be attached to it that
way.
They
were just,
but, like,
going through all the presidents, picking who they thought was hottest.
Yeah.
And
they were
like, Bill and Hillary are taken.
I know.
JFK and Jackie. Aria's like, sorry, I'm not going as Jackie.
No.
I'm not going as Jackie. Oh, and famously, Nancy Reagan, you know.
What?
Is talented, so.
And then she's like, okay, well, all right, if that's too controversial, I'll be Monica Lewinsky.
This is verging on Patreon.
I know it is. This is what happens when we start letting loose on air. God, is this what happens when we don't have an episode that's like literally moving us through every beat of what we need to be saying, keeping us on track? This is when we go willy-nilly. It's like, oh no, go back in the box. You know what I mean? It's that kind of vibe.
Guys, we'll take it down if you think we're going to get canceled.
Yeah, can you guys weigh in right now? 5, 4, 3, 2. We're going.
Oh, we're good.
Full steam ahead. Oh yeah, morning. I also think
Allie's going as Linda Tripp.
Someone's being Miranda Priestly. Hunting wives. We didn't even think of hunting wives. They're all being the moms. Oh, we don't work. We wives.
Okay,
they're all doing it.
Aria's going as Miss Scandal Girl.
Oh, Quinn. Okay. Well, that's her name on Scandal. I can't remember her real name in the show. Hannah's Brittany Snow. Or is she Margot?
No, Allie has to be Margot.
Allie's Margot.
And Emily's
Callie. That sucks.
Emily's Callie.
Allison's like, no, M, you're not. And Emily's like, no way. No. Are you? No way. I haven't even said it yet. Emily's like, I can tell. She's like, I just think it'd be best if you were Callie.
They're in a fight for like a full week up to the party.
And then like one day there's a livery and Allie and Emily has ordered the entire costume and just like they still haven't spoken for a week. And she's like, fine. Whatever.
It's fine. I like it.
No, it's fine. Let Hannah be Brittany. So
yeah, that's
fine.
Perfect.
That's really cool.
I've always known even a thing for her.
Yeah, yeah. I'm just, it confirms everything I thought about you, but that's cool. Yeah, and then Spencer and Aria are like, we're above this.
Ezra has to be McDermott. Ian McDermott.
Ian McDermott. Oh my God, he does. And Aria's like, how is Allie still running the show like this? Like, she's fully married to a woman. Like, why am I now in a position where my husband is being lent out to her as her husband for Halloween? Like, how is this the situation? It's not fair to me, you guys. That's what Aria's saying. And Aria is crying in the bathroom, first one to cry at the party.
Every party. It doesn't matter what
first
it is.
First one to cry. No doubt about that. And then someone is coming in and trying to kill all of them. And Spencer's like, I thought it would be funny.
Jenna.
She hired someone.
It's Jenna.
She hired someone. That person got swapped out. Jenna Marshall comes in. She can't see anything. She's swinging everywhere. And it's a bloodbath.
It's an absolute bloodbath.
It's a total bloodbath. Hello, Road Warriors. As you know, I'm one of the great celebrators of Halloween. So when I suggest a spooky and spicy book in October, you gotta listen. It's called House of Rain by New York Times bestselling author Harley LaRue.
We're both reading it.
Place bets on who will finish first.
And I can't believe how perfectly it ties into our girls. It's giving gothic horror, but with insane romance. So all you Arias out there are gonna love it.
And it's also super spicy and romantic and spooky. So even if you're not an Aria, you're pretty much going to freaking love it.
We just started reading it, and Caroline texted me at 3 a.m. last night telling me she literally couldn't put it down.
And I am dying to know Phoebe's thoughts because it's her first spicy book, and I think she's going to be hooked. Phoebe, do you want to read the synopsis?
Yeah. Gothic, sapphic romance meets supernatural suspense on a remote island in the Pacific Northwest. As a night of forbidden passion opens a Pandora's box of dangerous secrets and dark magic in this sinfully spicy standalone novel by New York Times bestselling TikTok sensation, Harley LaRue.
Sheesh. Obviously, we want you guys to read along with us. So you can get a copy of House of Rain by Harley LaRue wherever books are sold in print and ebook.
And if you want to match us and get the gorgeous deluxe hardcover edition, it is available only for a limited time. So go grab yours before they're gone.
Okay, so this party sounds like a fucking banger.
All three of them.
Pissed I wasn't invited. All three of the parties. Let's talk about fall events, activities. What's on the social agenda for our girls?
Hannah's taking Caleb apple picking, pumpkin picking.
Pretty much like every weekend is booked for Hannah and Emily. And Hannah is pissed because Allie like has to come along to everything. And Emily, and she's like, so I guess I'll invite Caleb. But Hannah Loki is down just to just go hurt Emily, you know? Yes. It's just me and Kelly vibes.
Yes,
you
know? Exactly.
Who's into haunted houses, though?
Spencer.
That is crazy.
It's Spencer and Hannah.
Do you do haunted houses at all?
No, but it's Spencer and Hannah.
Yeah, you're right. I feel like Emily would do it.
She would do it.
She would be, like, dragged to do it. And Aria's like, I just don't find, like, body humor funny. I don't find grotesque things scary.
I think Allie's saying that in a little bit less pick me of a way, but I think Ari is genuinely not into it.
Really, like scared.
Yeah.
Oh, but she doesn't want to admit that.
Because she's claustrophobic, remember?
Oh, well. And she's like you guys keep forgetting about when I was locked in the coffin around Halloween. Like, this time of year is really hard for me. And Spencer's like, look, I get it. I have seasonal affective disorder. And Ari's like, nope. No, you don't get it, Spence. And you weren't like the one in the coffin.
Number one thing not to say to someone when they yeah. kind of confess and bear their soul to you.
Yeah. Wow, Spence. You don't say, oh, my say, God. I wish Dr. Sully was still too. Alive so that she could work on this with you.
You don't say, yeah, actually, I have this.
Spencer, I wanted to talk to you about how you haven't been in therapy since Sully died.
You have, like, conversational narcissism.
I thought you were saying to me, you have, like, something. Like, there was something, like, you kind of said it the same way you said there was something oozing out of the paper plate on the wall at the beginning of the episode. And I was like, something's oozing out of me.
No, but I was saying Aria would say that, yeah. Spencer.
No, you're right. I will just not be doing, like, I was thinking the other day as I was driving past a haunted house. I was like, should I just get over it?
You know, I've never done one.
You never.
The closest thing I've ever.
I can't believe we're doing a haunted house this weekend.
No, we're not. The closest thing I've ever done.
By the way, are you coming to a ghost tour this weekend?
Maybe I can do on Friday.
It's in Millvale, so it's scrunchy.
But I can't do it on Saturday.
Okay, but will you come Friday?
Can I have a ride?
Yeah, I'll take you there. Okay. And I'll drive you home and all that.
Then, yeah.
And it ends at a bar and whatever. We can do all that because I don't want to make Anthony come every time.
That's fine.
And you're here, and then you can meet Scrunchy, and it's all flat, and it's a good walk. I really do think I hit the nail on the head with the Halloween Hot Girl walk. I'm, like, really feeling good about it because it does feel like that.
But we can do that, and we're not actually doing a haunted house.
Yeah.
It's not for me. I think the closest I've ever done is Noah's Ark at Kennywood. And that truly was, like, I need to get out of here.
No, I mean, did you ever use the emergency exit?
No, I was, like, I'm going to make it to the end because also I think it's gotten less scary.
Okay.
I don't think it's as scary as
I would love
was.
To find out that the day that I went through the emergency exit, it was like the least scary it's ever been. But because I didn't make it far before I I think I got off the elevator and I was like, get me the fuck out of here.
Similarly to me having issues with stuff, like, I don't know that for me it's because I've been trying to figure out what my fear is with if I were to get stuck in the Pirates of the Caribbean.
Yeah.
Obviously, there's something about the water. But it
looks black.
But it's not. It's literally making my bones like tense up right now. But it's not. People have this fear. It's like called submechanic phobia or something like that. And it's like when you see stuff underwater.
Do you get freaked out by submarines?
No, like that doesn't necessarily. I wouldn't want to go on one. But like,
do you get weird about boats? Like, you like being on a boat.
I think for me, it would be the idea of wading through the water and then up to the animatronics. I think
so. It's truly the idea of it being like knee deep water that you don't like.
It's not even.
Because everything about deep water you're like totally fine with that we've just talked about.
No, but I think it's the environment.
Okay.
But the reason I know that it's not just that it's also just like the animatronics and the kind of mechanics of the ride as a whole mm-hmm. is like, I think that's part of what I didn't like about Noah's Ark was being so
yeah.
compact. It's literally giving me like full body chills thinking yeah. about it. And like seeing in the glass, like the stuff.
And then the gorilla that comes out of the glass and like, like.
But I don't think that was like, I think it just, it's like a little like see, reflection. But I like that I
make this up.
And it just, because I also was, and I'm not trying to like
no, I
say that you wouldn't have remembered correctly, but like the thing about the elevator and the water, like I don't know that they would have had a room actually fill up with water.
Wait, you don't remember the elevator or the water?
No.
Phoebe, okay, then we were just on different rides. Like, I'm sorry, because that, I didn't, the elevator, I did not make this up. It's like the first thing you do when you walk in.
I really don't remember the elevator.
Do you like get on an elevator and it starts like move, like it's like gonna not work?
I don't remember that.
And then you
that.
Get out of the elevator, and at some point there is the gorilla that's like banging on the thing, but I'm pretty sure he comes fully out of it.
I don't think he did when I went through.
And then at the very end, they put you in like a holding room, and like you're not swimming, like you're not treading yeah. water. It's like you're on like the upper deck of it.
Oh, and there's water coming down around you.
Yeah, and it's like filling up. But I think you kind of don't know, like, am I going to get out before it starts hitting my feet? I think now
it's just the last thing you do as you walk out, and you can kind of see the open door at the yeah. end. And it's like the water's coming. It's similar to one of those tunnel things that would be like going around you and you'd be walking on the bridge. You know what I mean? Yeah. The walls are spinning.
Mm-hmm.
These walls aren't spinning, but it's the same kind of room mm. where it's like round and it's a bridge, and then the water's coming down.
Okay, that's yeah, no, this is not that.
Well, probably because the ride's fucking terrifying.
I wonder if Mom remembers, because it was literally like this gray room, and it's like there's like a leak or something. I bet we can find it
on YouTube.
And it just we probably could, and I'm gonna ask you to as soon as we stop recording. It like starts filling up, and then like I just remember standing there and being like, okay, but it's broken. And I remember being like, they don't know we're in here. There's like a crisis. We can't get out. This time the ride is broken, and this time it's going to keep filling up until we all drown.
I think the being stuck in a ride like that is really what scares yeah. me.
Okay, so that ride is actually doing psychological terror is what we've found out.
And I think that maybe is what my fear of the... And it's not like I would do the Pirates of the Caribbean ride again.
Mm-hmm.
But I think... Actually, I don't know if I would. I'm like putting myself back there.
Would you do Noah's Ark?
No.
Guys, we are like full adult and like, oh my still God,
but
adult.
I'm even thinking about the Exterminator right now.
The Exterminator makes me feel weird too, because it's like a similar like,
and then you like go up and you see like the men like
and
holding
also,
the.
I don't even know if I've ever really ridden it. I've ridden it one time, but the problem is that like every time I get in line, they're like, oh, it's out of order. Like after I've waited 3 hours.
I kind
hours.
Of am someone who like closes my eyes on that ride.
Well, it's in the dark, so you don't have to.
No, but that's the thing. I don't like seeing what I see.
I don't like seeing that it's dark. No, if I close my eyes, I can pretend.
But
that
I don't
it's
like
light.
Seeing the boiler. I don't like seeing.
I don't like seeing when the things start dropping down. It's like a 4D thing. I'm like, I didn't come here for a 4D.
No,
experience.
I don't like eyes closed, because I actually do like that roller coaster.
I couldn't tell you one thing about it. You like spin around in there, right?
Yeah, and like I think it's kind of like Space Mountain. It's not quite as intense as Space Mountain, but it's an indoor roller coaster, so it's similar in that way.
I think a Fright Night at Kennywood, like a scary night at an amusement park, I can't imagine anything more frightening than that.
No.
First of all, setting for so many scary movies. Second of all, so many places to hide.
Oh, so yeah, it's another thing.
You know, like so many noises and you hear people screaming and you don't know if it's good or bad.
As a kid, there were, you know, I loved watching my Kennywood videos.
Yeah, I could
and
never forget
it. And there was this
it.
One video the summer... Like the spring right before Kennywood was opening mm-hmm. with the new Ghostwood Estate mm-hmm. ride, this guy snuck into Kennywood to ride it.
Oh my God.
And he was able to get all the way up there and like start the ride.
Oh my God.
And go through the whole thing. It was crazy. And he filmed the whole thing. And that ride also makes me feel weird.
Well, I think we've hit it. You just don't like scary immersion experiences.
Maybe.
Like, that, I think, is what it is. Because you have no problem watching scary movies when you're completely alone in the
but
middle of the night.
But it's almost like I can't put my finger on what it is that is... Because like, the
did.
Pirates of the Caribbean ride isn't scary.
Yeah, but... I see, that is a whole other thing. It's like, that's different.
That's a different fear.
That's a different fear. And what that is, that's different. I'm diagnosing you, though. You don't like immersive experiences. That feels scary.
I guess that's probably
which
true.
Which I think is also normal. So normal. But I think that is such a normal thing about you, and I love it. But I do think... I wonder now if I could go to a haunted house and be okay. Last time I did it, I was 23. I'm 30.
I don't know if I want to try it out, though.
Why?
Because now you're like,
maybe not in this
stronger.
Area. Well, I am stronger, thank you. Maybe not in this area where I know
kids.
A lot
it's
of people.
Of
like, they're like volunteering at
you
the Haunted Acres.
In the face
I know.
Because like,
I'm like, Now I'm like, am I so medicated that it wouldn't even touch maybe. Me? Like, maybe. At the time, I was new to that life.
And, like, I know they can't touch you.
Sorry,
but I
mean in, like, a weird way. You know what I mean?
I wouldn't be able to.
Well, I had to keep reminding them that when I went last.
Actually, Caroline, I bet you. You didn't have to remind them.
I mean, well, here's the thing, Phoebe. They were getting too close to pass by me without touching me. And I was like, one of us has to stop, and it's not going to be me. That's like, hey, you're not going to touch me. Don't touch me. And then the girl was blocking my exit. And I was like, the thing is, you can't touch me. And if I try to crawl over you right now, I might brush against you. And you're not allowed.
That's illegal.
Like, I was like, you have to move. Oh, and this kid in a clown costume came over, and he was like, going to scream like a little girl. And I was like, what's wrong with that? I am a girl. And he goes, oh my god, I'm sorry. And he actually apologized to me.
He immediately breaks
character.
So you're
screaming like a little girl. I was like, what's wrong? I am a girl.
He's like,
and there's nothing wrong with
it.
He's
like driving sexist. He's driving 100 manner with his dad, and his dad's like feeding him lines. He's like, oh, you could say this to someone. They're like brainstorming.
He comes home, he's like, dad, don't
say.
Ever speak to me again.
And
like,
don't ever, and hey dad, don't ever say
and don't
that.
Ever drive me back there. I'm never going back. I thought I was a scarer. Turns out I was a scary.
Literally. Just one more thing about my fears about certain rides.
Yeah, I was hoping we'd come back to it.
Do think another thing in the Pirates of the Caribbean column is like,
still this ride.
If the Raging Rapids got stuck,
yeah,
and we were stuck
and it was
there.
Nighttime.
Or honestly, even daytime, it feels a little too secluded in Kennywood
but
for
it's
me.
So not. And you're on or off with like 8 other people though.
That's true.
Is the thing, and it's like daytime, and like you're not in a building. You know what I mean? Like
that's
I feel
true.
Like Pirates of the Caribbean vibes is like you're inside.
I loved that ride as a kid, Raging Rapids.
Mm-hmm. Me too, even though it was not like a guarantee that you get super wet.
Yeah, and I would like bank on it. And that was the best. Like you would be on it with adults, and the adults would realize that you wanted to get the waterfall, and they'd be like, ooh,
I know,
like,
trying to use their body weight to move the entire thing. That's so funny. It's so true. I'm kind of like, I think we're going to do a haunted house.
I'm kind of like, I think we should go to Kennywood.
I'm not going to Kennywood. I'm not going for Fright Night, no.
Wait, I didn't say Fright Night.
I can't go to Kennywood. I'm busy as fuck.
I haven't been in so long.
I haven't either. But last I heard, it's like a place, it's like a no man's land. I'm like, there's no law there. So I'm like, I don't know. Just kidding. But what if you and I just strapped ourselves to a GoPro
Dude,
and walked through?
I don't know if I might.
I don't know if my legs will physically walk
me through
it.
I think I might be power down mode. I think I might, my body might literally freeze up and I might pass out.
What if you had a couple drinks first? Why am I trying to convince you to do this? I don't even want to do this, but like now I do because you don't want
to.
Okay, so that we can be sandwiched. So who else? Kelly?
Anthony?
I don't know if either of them are trying to do it, but like we'll make them. but no problem. We'll just make them. Maddie and her boyfriend?
They might come.
Mom? Dad?
Oh, perfect.
That's perfect. Wait, is dad going to be home this weekend? You could come to Millvale with mom and dad.
Yes.
That's what you should do.
They will be home.
Because mom hasn't come yet.
Oh.
To any. Wow. Wow, you beat her, actually. Okay, anyway, sorry. I just wanted to talk about haunted houses for the girls. And then, of course, for our girls, too, for you and me.
And also Kennywood.
And also Kennywood. We just wanted to chit-chat.
Guys, I used to be so obsessed.
Yeah, Phoebe used to sit in her bed, put the blanket over her head, watch roller coaster POV videos, and scream and put her hands up like she was on the ride. Yep. Not she wasn't a kid who like didn't get to go to Kennywood. Also,
kind of
by the
cute.
Way.
It would be like Christmas Eve.
Super cute.
One time I was like,
why isn't Kennywood open on December 24th?
One time, my
main day. I want to go.
One time I went onto the deck like the day before we were going to Kennywood in the summer, and Dad was doing work, and I was like, I just want today to be over. Because I was so excited for...
But I remember that feeling of, like, how excited we used to be to go to Kennywood.
But Dad goes, don't ever say that.
That's so
He thinks
funny.
I'm, like, being, like, existential.
Oh,
and, like, I just can't
God,
wait for...
That's
and
so
I hope tomorrow
funny.
Doesn't come.
I just want today to be over. And I hope we never wake up. Don't ever say that is so
it's
funny.
Like, no, Dad, I was saying, like, I actually cannot wait. I have so much to live for tomorrow. I have literally so much to live for right now in this exact moment.
Now, tomorrow night, I might say, I wish I was dead. I don't want to wake up tomorrow because then I know I'm not going to Hollywood
so
again.
Don't use this line yet.
Oh, my God. That's so funny. Oh, my God. It reminds me of the Perks of Being a Wallflower moment where she's like, but Mom, he's my whole world. And she goes, don't ever say that. Not even about me.
Caroline just went into full acting mode.
I feel like Laura Dern should have played that role. She didn't.
Oh, she
would have
been perfect. She would have been perfect in that.
She's good for every important mother.
Who is that mother?
I don't know.
It's crazy that Laura Dern is so believably... I know she's an actress.
But like, and it is her job.
The fact that she is Renata Klein, like fully is Renata Klein.
I will not be rich.
But then she's also the only person I could ever picture playing Marmee. Yeah. Like she just like... it, and it's...
How, I mean, we contain dualities. How can she be both?
It's crazy.
What are you staring at?
Nothing. Well...
What, that my hair looks good and you're jealous of it? Like what, Phoebe?
It's giving like a Danny Zuko part here.
Thank you. It's kind of intentional, obviously, and I didn't even need a mirror. And thank you for not putting that on blast.
All right.
Favorite Halloween candies to wrap us up. Not for us.
Oh.
We don't eat candy. Just kidding.
Hannah, Bunch Crunch, you or know, I'm, like, Milk not, Duds.
I can't really eat chocolate right now. It's like high in oxalates, which cause kidney stones.
Okay, so that maybe your body was reacting the fact that Milk Duds were even near you.
I know, maybe.
In Life of a Showgirl, which we didn't even talk about on Tuesday when we talked about everything that you dropped.
I forgot. Guys,
during the movie, you only dropped some Milk Duds, and like the box didn't just fall. The open side.
Well, the box really didn't fall.
The box open kind of side
did like a tumble, so the open side was facing down on the recliner seats, and it. They just spilled out from the chair, but then the box was still, and there was still some in there, which was the greatest part of it.
And that's what happened to me with my icy light.
Oh my God. Yeah, exactly. So I'm shocked you would bring that up to make fun of me because you know exactly what happened.
Well, I'm just saying your body was reacting to the fact that you were so close to chocolate like that.
I guess. But I'm just like,
they say Caroline, not too much.
I'm like, this sucks.
This sucks.
It literally sucks. I was like, okay, this is what happened to me yesterday. I went to the store. I was like, okay, Caroline, you cannot get a kidney stone in the next 2 weeks. You have a wedding that you were in. You missed your bachelorette because of it. Can't happen. But I'm like, at that point, it's been like a month. And I'm like, fuck my life. Like, if that, I'm so scared. So I'm really being careful with my oxalate intake. But it's so goofy because it's like, okay, don't eat too much animal meat. And it's like, okay, so I'll eat a lot of fish. Okay, great, whatever. So I'm eating fish. And then it's like, don't eat like processed foods. Don't eat like chocolate, whatever. I'm like, okay, great. So I'll just eat like super like healthy, whatever. They're like, but don't eat spinach and don't eat blackberries or raspberries and don't eat kale.
That stuff didn't make sense to me.
Because it's just about if it's high in oxalate. It's really not about like how healthy it is. It's literally just like this. It's like, don't have too much coffee, but you can have a little bit of coffee, but more than 4 cups a day is going to increase, but don't have dark sodas. And then it's like, you can have really low decaf, like not strong green tea, no black tea. But like, just the rules are so bizarre. And then I was like, okay, well, I'm also supposed to like, they were like, but if you do eat something with oxalate, eat it with dairy because it helps bind to it and like you can pass it. I'm like, okay, but I thought like for other reasons, I like wasn't supposed to be having dairy. So now it's like, I'm not eating like almond milk because nuts are bad. So I shouldn't be having almond milk. I shouldn't be having any kind of nut butters or peanut butters. I shouldn't be having granola that has nuts in it. Like, are you fucking kidding me? It's so obnoxious. I had to read the ingredients on every single thing, which I guess some people just do. But like, it doesn't say if it has oxalates in it. You also have to go online and ask. It's so annoying. And then I'm like, it's like, oh, but you can have like all this like grain stuff. Grains are good. I'm like, okay, but I'm also supposed to not eat gluten.
All of that stuff is like famously also hard too.
I know. So I'm just like, are you fucking kidding me? Like, what? You know what I mean? That's how I feel. So I just, you can't win is what I'm saying. But I'm trying because I cannot do it again for so many reasons. Anyway.
And guys, that's the episode.
Well, we didn't end with the candies.
Oh.
I think Hannah is a gummy girl.
Fair.
And Sawa Candy, I think that's her. I think Arya, dark chocolate.
For sure. And like, she's like, she doesn't finish the bar.
She's like, yeah, and she's really picky too.
No popcorn.
Yeah, no. Spencer is like a munchy girl. So I feel like she likes the Bunch of Crunch, like, because she's like, wants something she can keep. She likes the gummy clusters. Because they like give her a good, like, you know what I mean? Like chewing on a piece of Polly Pocket clothing. Emily's like, did anyone get any 100 grand bars?
She likes like a Mr. Emily's Good bar. Like yeah. One of those weird.
Emily's like, does anyone have Hershey's with almonds? Like that's what Emily's, because she's like, I like the added protein. But she does like a Snickers bar, I think, for that reason. Allie, gummy bears, squashies.
Reese's cups.
Yeah.
And yeah, we say Reese's. Get out
of
here.
I do. Like, I just don't think and it guys, sounds good PA. When you guys say Reese's.
We're from PA.
When you say Reese's, it sounds like you're from PA. Have to say it.
Well,
not
then,
you.
Well, then maybe they're right.
Well, I think they might be right, but it doesn't sound right.
I do think they're right, but I don't like
I'm
it.
I'm saying Reese's like the rest of the world. sorry. Just because it's the right way to say it doesn't mean it's how people are saying it.
But a lot of people are.
Not me. Not me. Just like people say Nike and Nike. I'm like, you sound
No, Nike crazy. Is crazy.
Nike is crazy. You know who says it? Kelly.
Really?
I know. Vivi, I know. It blows my mind when I hear her say it.
She also says Porsche, I'm sure.
Probably. And then she's like, I don't know how to say it after she says it. I'm like, just say Nike. And then you don't have to say, I don't know how to say it. So I like, of course I know it's Porsche, but I will say Porsche because Chipotle. Then I don't have to, you know.
Chipotle.
Who says Chipotle?
Dad.
Oh, no.
Or he might say Chipotle.
He says what?
Chipotle. Chipotle, like, you'll be saying that in about 10 years.
And then mom goes, no, I don't want to eat there. It's way too industrial in there. Okay, I think that is the episode. Guys, thank you so much for listening. We love you. Guys, next week is finale week. If you can freaking believe it.
Wow.
And Phoebe and I are watching the finale together, and we are recording in person, so you are not going to want to miss it. And then the next week is our Sarah Shepherd episode, which I know you guys are clamoring for, so you don't have to wait too long. Very, very exciting. And we've got more great stuff planned for you. And also in the next couple weeks, probably some announcements about what's coming next. So tune in. We love you. Thank you so much for being here. Hope you enjoyed this pretty little punch bowl. And we will see you next week.
And
RFK. Dude.
Oh. Mr. Senator, you donated $1 million to Big Pharma.
Like, it's good, but it's definitely hurting your voice. No, and as a vocal coach, no, I can't
recommend this. Frankly, it's barely coming out of my throat.
Well,
it's coming from like a different.
Well, famously, whispering is worse for your voice than talking.
No, I'm saying it's coming out of a different part than I've ever spoken through.
It's coming. Yeah, it's coming out of your trach, whatever thing.
Okay, we got to know it all on set, everybody.
No, I just meant like when you're like a smoker, the thing that they like, put in your.
Oh.
That's what I mean. But I don't know what it's called.
Me either.
And I don't have to. Thank you guys for listening. We'll see you next week. Bye.